Hello and welcome to Feminine Fire, a podcast where spirituality meets soulful business strategy. I'm your host, spiritual life and business coach, Bec Cazillo, here to help you ignite your inner fire and step into the highest vision for your life and business. Join me as we explore what it takes to get out of your own way, uplevel your worth, master your mindset, and build the spiritual business of your dreams. If you're a spiritual woman ready to create a life and business that truly sets your soul on fire, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. This is Feminine Fire. Hello, how are you? I hope you are so well. I am very excited to be here recording this for you today. It is a cozy autumn day here. I've got my cup of tea, I've got a candle burning, my slippers are on, and I'm ready to share some fire with you. Today's episode is inspired by something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. One of the main things I support my clients to do is create consistent cash. I have a whole four-month group program on it, Confident Consistent Cash, and I've been in the thick of planning out our next launch of the program. So I've naturally been doing a lot of thinking about this topic, about consistent cash, and in particular, why spiritual business owners aren't making it right now, what's currently holding them back from doing so, and then how I can best support them and you to do so, to start creating consistent cash in your business. Now, the reason that I'm so passionate about this topic is because it is literally the thing in your business when you can start to see that consistent cash flowing in, when you can forecast it out into the future, it's the thing that relieves all of that pressure of making it work. When you're finally bringing in consistent cash after months or even years of being on that income roller coaster, there's this moment of, oh wow, I'm actually doing this. I'm actually running a successful business. And you finally feel confident in your ability as a business owner, that this whole owning and running a business thing is going to work out for you. I see this all the time with my own clients, and I personally remember this feeling well. When I nailed this in my own business, I remember feeling this way. It's like a big exhale, a big release of any and all of that worry and stress and pressure and feeling like you're failing at this whole business thing. You finally have the spaciousness, the security to look ahead, to plan, to be creative, and to look at how you're going to continue to grow and scale from here. That's what consistent cash does for you. But you've got to get to that point first, right? And the way that you do that just isn't as sexy as what you see everywhere on the internet. It's not sell this $37 digital product and you'll make millions tomorrow, or steal this Instagram strategy and you'll blow up your Instagram account and you'll never have to work a day in your life again. All of that is just a distraction from the real reason you're not creating consistent cash yet. If you're not creating consistent cash, if you're stuck on that income roller coaster of good months and bad months and up and down income all over the shop, it most likely boils down to this. You haven't yet built the foundations for creating consistent cash in your business. Your business is just simply not set up to facilitate consistent cash flow. And you've likely heard that analogy. You can't build a solid house on shaky foundations. And I know it's not the sexiest thing, right? But it's bloody important, way more important than whatever the latest trend on Instagram is. The foundations of business are the things that you're going to continue to come back to time and again as a business owner. If you want to build a sustainable business that is here for the long term, that brings in a consistent, reliable income each and every month and doesn't fall flat on its face when the next trend arrives on the scene, you've got to have solid foundations. I cannot stress this enough. Okay, so what are these foundations I'm speaking of? These elusive foundations. I'm kidding, they're not elusive. They're actually very, very simple. Boring, basic bitch business things. I really like that. These are the things that are actually key to your long-term success. Boring, basic bitch business things, the foundations. I'm talking about your brand, your business model, your offers, your marketing strategy, your sales strategy, and the systems and structures to back it all up. Your mindset and energy are, of course, important too, but these are the foundations you need for a sustainable business. And when it comes to creating consistent cash, the most important foundation you need to nail is having a solid business model that's geared for monthly recurring revenue and growth. That is number one. And this is what I want to focus in on today, nailing your business model. Because once you do this, once you nail your business model, then everything else flows from there. Your business model will inform what offers you have in your business and how they're structured, which then in turn informs your marketing and sales strategy and what systems and structures you need. This is the number one foundation. It all begins with your business model. Now, what I want to emphasize here is that you don't need to go and burn everything to the ground and start over. That's not what I want you to do. What I do want you to do is to take a step back and look at your business model right now. There is no one right business model to create consistent cash. I have clients with all different types of business models, all bringing in consistent cash. And I'm a big believer in choosing the model that works for you. There's never a one size fits all. There's never one right answer. And I know that can be frustrating because sometimes you just want a quick and easy answer and someone to just tell you what to do, but it doesn't work like that. You've got to find what works for you and then keep refining and keep working it again and again and again and again. This is what I mean when I say it's not sexy. It's actually kind of boring and repetitive. But in this instance, boring is good because it's creating a sustainable business that brings in consistent cash. And that is what we want. We want that consistent cash. And the way that we do that is by being consistent in our business and having a really solid business model first and foremost. So there's no one right business model. You can create consistent cash with a one-to-one model. You can create consistent cash with a mastermind or group program model. That's the model that I have in my business. You can create consistent cash with a membership model or a digital product or online course model or a hybrid of any of the above. There are benefits and trade-offs to all of these models, and they're going to suit different people for different reasons. So for example, if you have a low ticket model, whether that's a membership or digital product or online course, when you have this type of model, you're relying on a high volume of sales in order to be profitable and to make consistent cash because low ticket means low prices, which means you have to make more of them in order to make the money you want to make because your price point is lower. You need more people through the door and they need to be coming through the door consistently. It's going to be much harder to make this work if you don't have a big email list or a big community to support it. This model requires you also to spend most of your time marketing, which may or may not be a vibe for you. So when I have a client considering adding in a low-cost product or starting a membership, these are the things we look at. These are the things we take into consideration. You've got to take a step back and ask yourself, is this the model that's going to work for you? On the other hand, if you have a higher ticket model, whether that's a one-to-one model or a high ticket mastermind or group model, it's higher touch. So that means you'll have deeper relationships with your clients, but you'll spend more time in delivery, more time working directly with your clients. So is that how you like to work? Remembering that when you work more intimately with clients in this way, there'll also be a cap on the number of clients you can take on because this model requires more of your time. And if you have a hybrid model, you've got more opportunities for client retention, but your energy will be more split across all of the different things you'll need to do to make those different models work. Positives, negatives. What's important is that you have a model that works for you and that you very specifically considered how you're creating consistent cash within that model through monthly recurring revenue. Now, sometimes that's straightforward. You have a membership model, you have a one-to-one retainer service, you have a higher ticket offer with a payment plan. All of these have a monthly rate attached to them. So you'll be able to forecast that out and see if you retain your current clients, this is how much money you'll be bringing in over the coming months. You'll have monthly recurring revenue because that's literally the model you've got. Sometimes you'll have to get a little more creative with how you're going to do it. For example, if right now you're only selling one-off one-to-one sessions, what would it look like for you to package that up? How are you going to create consistent cash from that model? Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. It's going to be way easier for you to create consistent cash with a simple business model, so it doesn't have to be complicated, but it does have to be considered. It does have to be intentional. This is the number one reason why people aren't making consistent cash in their business, because they haven't nailed their business model yet. So my recommendation here is to look at your current business model and audit what's working for you right now. Like, what's actually working for you? What offers are selling well? Where does most of your income come from right now? What is the data telling us? And then what's personally working for you from an energetic lifestyle and enjoyment perspective? Like, you've got to actually enjoy your business too. That's a very important for sustainability. If you want to stay in business for the long term, there's no point building something you hate. So what's working for you first and foremost? And then on the flip side, what's not working for you right now? What offers aren't selling well? Why aren't they selling well? What is the data telling us here? And then again, what's personally not working for you on that energetic lifestyle and enjoyment level? Is there anything that's out of alignment or just a drain on your energy? What's not working for you? From there, your next step is to look at what opportunities exist in your current model to create more consistent cash. What are the tweaks and changes that are available to you right now within what you've already got? Because leveraging what you've already got is going to be way easier than creating anything new. I will always, always recommend going for the low-hanging fruit first. So what are those opportunities within your current business model? Then, what else is there that you potentially want to explore as an option? Maybe this is creating something new that will bring in more consistent cash, because that's the aim here. We want to run everything through the filter of how can we ensure that your business model is geared towards creating consistent cash? What does that look like for you? Now, if that's something you want my support to explore, then I've got something for you, something I'm very, very excited to share with you and announce. A new free training series. I'm calling it the Upgrade to Consistent Cash. Over 2 days in early May, I'll be taking you through 2 ways to upgrade your current business model to confidently and consistently bring in cash and clients to your business. I'll be taking you through how to structure and price your offers to create monthly recurring revenue, your must-have marketing strategy to magnetize perfect fit clients, and your soulful sales strategy to consistently book up your offers. On day one, we'll be looking at how you can do this for a one-to-one model. And on day two, we'll be looking at how you can do this for a group program model. So it doesn't matter if you have a one-to-one model or a group program model right now, this training is for you, as we'll be covering the upgrades you can make to both. And if you're currently looking at adding in a one-to-one offer or a group program offer, then this will be so insanely valuable. It is going to be such an epic live training. If you've been in any of my free trainings or challenges before, you know that I bring everything to the table. I want you to walk away from this training with everything you need to absolutely nail your business model. Super practical, implementable, motivating, all of the above. So, the Upgrade to Consistent Cash 2-day training series happening on the 6th and the 8th of May, 2024. Head on over to betkazillo.com/cash to sign up and save your seat for free. I am so excited to be bringing you this training and supporting you to upgrade your business model and start bringing in more consistent cash. Yes, please. Amazing. So that is it from me today. I absolutely loved recording this one for you, this short, sharp, potent episode today. As I said at the top, this is something I'm so passionate about. I'm so passionate about supporting you to create consistent cash. And I wanted to share an episode with you that would be really supportive if you're wanting to get off that income roller coaster and start bringing in more cash confidently and consistently. Your business model is the first step to doing so. So I really hope this has served you today. I hope you loved it. Come and share your insights with me at Beck_Cazillo on Instagram. I always love hearing from you. I love seeing when and where you're listening to the podcast. It is just the absolute best. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. And I just hope you have the best rest of your day and week. And of course, I will see you next time on the Feminine Fire podcast.